Our spiritual thought for today is designed to challenge us not to bury our talents, to share your God-given gifts with others. I titled it, Don't Bury Your Talents. Not one in a thousand would recognize the name of Reginald Heber. On April the 3rd, 1826, he served as a missionary in India. That day, he preached outdoors under a hot Indian sun. To cool off, afterward, he went for a dip in a nearby pool. While in the pool, he had a stroke and drowned. A few days later, his wife was going through his belongings and found in his trunk several old songs that he had written but never published. Among those songs was one that he called Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Since her discovery, millions of people, if not billions, have been blessed by the work of Reginald Heber. This is not a note about what a great song he wrote, though it was, but it's about how he buried that song in a trunk. He had a great talent, but he buried that talent. One cannot help wondering how many of us have done the same thing. How many of us have a song, a story, or a sermon that we have buried and never shared? Fear is a powerful force that can cause us to bury our talent. It may seem like no big deal, but we would do well to remember the Lord's answer to the man who buried his talent. In Matthew 25:27, he said, "You should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest." God did not call us to sit on our opportunities or talents. The talents God has given to you is God's gift to you. What you do with that talent is your gift to God. What is your talent? Use it. Our heart word for today is Proverbs 22, verse 29. Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank. Here's a note on that verse. Work hard to be good at what you do. Eventually, it will be noticed, and you will have a great service.